Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dean Phillips is out. He was looking to pull off a massive upset and to unseat Joe Biden. You've heard a lot of this unfold on our show over the years. He mentioned again today when he told us that he was breaking the news with us first, that he's suspending the campaign, and he's endorsing Joe Biden. He mentioned how a lot of this started in a summer conversation between the two of us. When I was just listening to his answers and asked him, do you believe Joe Biden should run again? And he was the first congressman in the country to publicly say, no, I do not. I think it's time for new leadership. He's saying publicly the same thing that prominent Democrats are saying over and over and over again, either on background for journalists or off the record. He's saying the same thing that millions of Americans who want to vote for a Democrat are saying publicly. That in some manner, it is clear that Joe Biden's health and some deterioration has taken place, and you have concerns because, oh, by the way, we're talking about the presidency of the United States. So Dean Phillips and the reporting, and I believe him, reach out to J.D. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, reached out to Gretchen Whitmer, Amy Klobuchar, others, and said, you have greater name recognition than I. You should jump into this fight. And they wouldn't do it. And be assured, people of that stature will tell you on background, because I've had people tell me this, and then I'm like, can I use this? No. But they'll tell others who they know even better, I love the guy, but I wish he stepped down. So he stepped in. He told the truth. He wasn't afraid of the political cowardice which is on display. But it never gained traction. I mean, that's just the truth. It never gained traction. And his viability wasn't there, and getting 8% in his home state and not gaining momentum and the machinery against him. So he had no choice. So when you think of this run and you think, let's just go in particular, the news today that Dean Phillips is out, what do you want to say about it? You want to give me the one word? Because that's fine. What would your one word be? Or if you want to amplify in it, you can. I'll give you a couple words for me. I'm dismayed and I'm angry. I'm dismayed that we are looking at the most unpopular election potentially in our country's history. And the number of people who are acting like sheep and they're just going to vote for one of the same two when if they had other options, they'd vote for them. But it's Donald Trump with the Republicans, and guess what happens? If they speak out against him, he attempts to squash him. He attempts to crush him. They get an opponent, and they're beat up in the social media meat grinder, and it's not worth it. And with Biden, well, we like him. He beat Trump, so we better not try somebody else. And really, who is Dean Phillips? Who are these others? The others with the name recognition. And when they say over and over again, well, the last thing we should have is Donald Trump as the president of the United States. Their words. And then they don't run. You know what they are? They're frauds. They're absolute frauds. And I'm angry because we keep putting up with this crap. It's us. We're allowing the monopolies, the two parties, to give us these two options when we could break free, and we won't do it. Vote for other people. Support other people. Call out the other folks. But you know what they're doing? Just like Dean said, we're telling those folks who are just voting for someone they don't want to, but just they're voting for them only out of fear. They're towing the company line. And if you hear Phillips, he was emotional. It was clear multiple times in the interview, he was fighting off tears. And I asked him, you know, he was in a leadership position within the party when Pelosi and Clyburn and Hoyer had stepped out. You know, a younger group had come in. And so he was in that group. And he would have been a heavy favorite to win the third district again. But you know what? He stepped up. So when people say this is embarrassing, his run, no, it's embarrassing that we keep doing the same thing. And like this text, it's Trump versus Biden. Pick one. Why? Why should we only have two choices? And if we sit there and say every race is just about two, then nothing will ever change. So I say bravo to Phillips. Do I personally like him? Yes, I do. Do we ever socialize? No. One time, like 15 years ago, before he ever ran for office, we ended up bumping into each other through a mutual friend. That's it. I respect him. I think he's guy character. And I agree with where he stands on a lot of issues. I still think there's plenty in the country in the center left and center right, but they won't step up and vote for other options. And I think it's sad for our country because our country would be better off. And so instead, the 2020 race, which didn't excite a lot of people, oh goody, the rematch, which millions want no part of. What do you want to say? Lots of texts coming in. You want to share a phone call? You can. 651-461-9226. I'd love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. This is the bumper music theme with the hockey tournament starting today. A today, double A tomorrow. Both Friday championship games on Saturday. Lunani on the show on Friday. Lots of texts coming in on Dean Phillips. I'm dismayed by it. I'm angry by it. Listen, do I agree with him politically? I do. Hey, I mean, Josh, what about what happens to me? I need a congressman now. I need a congressman who'll come on and break news. I mean, this was my best chance to have, you know, fireside chats at the White House with the president.
Yeah, we could have. You could have put WCCO on the map by having the president on that. Every single week.
No, skip WCCO. Skip that. Me and you, Josh. I mean, arrogant. He's soft. He's laying at home watching soap operas. This could have been. Sure, Deed. Where do we go? Oval Office. Yeah, let's go there. Lincoln bedroom. Let's go there.
I'm just bummed this wasn't a presidential announcement. The Marconi was in the mail. My goodness.
Yeah. All the trips out, the golf courses I could have played in the D.C. area, hobnobbing with the Washington elites, getting to know the mainstream media, the deep state. The deep state and I would have been best friends. Thanks a lot, Dean. I mean, thanks a lot, America. I mean, just cost me this. I'm devastated. No, I'm genuinely mad. I'm mad that we're going to put up with these choices where, okay, if you're saying Phillips isn't the guy, who is he? He's a congressman. I've never heard of him. I think he's a lot more than that, but fine. Where are the other folks who also reflect his views and more of the country? They just say it behind the scenes. Psst, let me tell you something. Let me tell you what I think of Joe. Let me tell you what I think of Don. But you're cowards. You're frauds. You won't say it. Ridiculous. Among the texts coming in, 651-461-9226. Yeah, Burning Tree. I could have played Burning Tree a much. I mean, the benefits I lost out on. Thanks. This may have been addressed, but when Dean Phillips was on recently, he said he would team up with Nikki Haley and run independent. How do we make that happen? We cannot allow Trump or Biden. So he did say that with me when I raised that. Then Jason interviewed Nikki Haley, and she gave the response you would expect. I'm a Republican. I'm not thinking about that. I'm in the race. Well, she's now not in the race, but she's thinking about her brand for 28. And 32, I think the problem for her is her brand is the old GOP. It's the Trump party, baby. It is Donald Trump. And if he loses, by the way, my prediction, he runs again in 2028. By the way, if he wins, he might not leave in 28. But if you're talking about her fitting in, I think that party is gone. I don't know when they're coming back, but it's not around. You would have enjoyed, I mean, hey, if we had a Minnesota president, you would have pushed me out and said, hey, come on, Dean. He's just afternoon guy. I'm drive time guy. Let me come out there to the Oval Office and hang out to Russia. You would have loved it.
Well, I don't need to say that. They just know. They just know. It would just happen.
Yes. Among the texts coming in, I believe that a Trump president is akin to a house on fire. It is too important that we prevent the possibility, and Biden is the best option to keep the house from burning down. Okay, we both saw this. The GOP in Minnesota, Jason, had what? 113,000 more votes than the Democrats in the state of Minnesota. What does that tell us about November in your view?
Probably nothing, but it does tell us that, you know, because it the conclusion was foregone. Like, we knew what was going to happen. So there wasn't very strong motivation to go out and cast that Biden vote for what?
14% voted.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I think it doesn't tell us much other than, you know, the Trump, if you're a Trump voter, you are going to show up and vote for Trump. So the question, so that happened, right? Like, if part of your identity is your support for Trump, so you're going to show up at the Republican primary and vote for Trump.
Yeah, fair.
And technically that's a challenger, right? So I guess, you know, you usually see better turnout for the challenger's side than the incumbent. And theoretically his race was maybe a little more contested. Nikki Haley got about 100,000 votes here in Minnesota. So I guess those are the thoughts. But, you know, I don't think Trump has much of a chance in Minnesota to win.
Well, I'm not convinced of that. He obviously came very close in 16. For him.
But not close in 2020.
Not close in 20. But let me phrase this. His core that loved him in 16, they still love him.
Yes.
The folks who voted for Joe Biden, there's a lot of polling, Jason, where if you voted for Trump, are you going to vote for him? It's like 95, 96. If you voted for Biden before, it's in the 80s.
Yeah.
Now, I know it's been a long time. I think it's in play.
I don't. We'll see. I mean, you know, I think I'm hesitant because, look, like, we have self-interest in it being interesting, right? Like, it's sort of, that's our bit. That's what we talk about the news. And if it's not interesting, then what do you have? So I'm trying to be realistic about it. I do think, and we talked to Chris Saliza at 5:30. I think, you know, it's his insight is interesting as to what the strategy is going to be going forward.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.